Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A federal judge has blocked the deployment of the National Guard in Portland for the second time in 2 days. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
The ruling came in an emergency hearing Sunday night. The judge saying the current administration seemed to defy her first order on Saturday. That judge went on to say the administration's deployment of guard troops from California and Texas to Portland after her ruling was an effort to circumvent her decision. President Trump says troops are needed in major cities to fight violence and control protests aimed at federal immigration agents. And now while Texas's National Guard will no longer go to Oregon, it will still go to Chicago to join Illinois guard troops there. California and Oregon officials are criticizing the deployment, saying the administration should not federalize troops.
The government shutdown continues after lawmakers failed to pass a funding bill last week. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer here.
The government shutdown enters into its sixth day, and a deal to reopen it is nowhere in sight. President Trump says the Republicans are winning and remains confident in a positive outcome. The Democrats are pressuring Republicans to extend enhanced Obamacare subsidies and include it in any funding bill. The GOP, though, says the issue should wait until the end of the year. Meanwhile, Trump is threatening waves of layoffs on top of the federal workers already furloughed.
Senators will try again later today to pass a resolution to fund the government. The House doesn't have any votes scheduled for this week. An 18-year-old man died early Sunday in the crash of a motorcycle and an SUV after he was trapped under an overturned vehicle in East Wichita at Central and Hydraulic. Officers found the teen driver of the SUV trapped. Firefighters extricated him, and he was hospitalized in critical condition. He died a short time later. His name has not been released. Two teenage girls from Wichita were hospitalized after a jet ski crash at the Lake of the Ozarks Friday night.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol responded around 5:45 p.m. A 13-year-old girl and a 15-year-old girl were reportedly riding watercrafts when the older teen sideswiped the other, ejecting both from their watercrafts. The 13-year-old was transported to Lake Regional Hospital with serious injuries, while the 15-year-old had minor injuries. Emergency crews say both teens were wearing safety devices. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man convicted in connection with a shooting in an Old Town parking garage last year has been sentenced in Sedgwick County District Court.
James Spivey, who was 18 at the time of the shooting, was sentenced Friday to 86 months or just over 7 years in prison. Last September, a shooting wounded a 20-year-old man in a pickup who drove away and called police from a nearby Quick Trip. Spivey, along with two other men, was arrested and charged with criminal discharge of a firearm. Spivey was also charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police in Montgomery, Alabama, are trying to learn what prompted Saturday's mass shooting.
Police say two groups opened fire, killing a 17-year-old boy and a woman. 12 others were injured, 5 critically. Montgomery Police Chief James Grayboys describes how the situation quickly escalated between the two groups.
When that exchange erupted, multiple people in the crowd, because this was a crowded area, pulled their own weapons and started discharging.
The chief says the youngest victim is 16. A $50,000 reward is available for information leading to the arrest of the shooters. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Israel and Hamas are set to meet for indirect talks after Hamas said it was partially accepting a peace proposal from the U.S. and Israel. Fox's Steve Harrigan has the latest from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli delegation is set to head to Egypt on Monday. In the meantime, Prime Minister Netanyahu told the nation that he believes all the hostages will be released in the coming days. One key snag could be disarming Hamas. The organization has not said it will agree to give up its rockets or its rifles. Israeli officials say that's going to happen either through diplomacy or through the use of military force. Here on the ground, more than 100,000 people came out last night to show their support for the return of the hostages, many expressing for the first time a real sense of cautious optimism.
There are 48 hostages still in Gaza, with about 20 believed to be alive. Suspects have been arrested in connection with an attack on federal agents in Chicago. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
Two suspects were charged in federal court with using their vehicles to assault, impede, and interfere with the work of federal agents in Chicago. DHS says they were part of a group of domestic terrorists who rammed federal agents with their vehicles and boxed them in with their cars in Broadview, Illinois. DHS says Miramar Martinez was armed with a semi-automatic weapon and has a history of doxing federal agents. Anthony Ian Santos Ruiz, they say he was driving one of the other vehicles during this attack.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker accused federal agents of making Chicago a war zone. A man was busted in Washington, D.C. after he was found with suspicious materials outside St. Matthew's Cathedral. The cathedral was just hours away from holding its Red Mass, which often includes members of the Supreme Court and associate justices.
D.C. police had been assigned to a detail for Sunday morning's Red Mass, which marks the start of the Supreme Court's annual term. The cops say they saw a man had set up a tent on the steps of St. Matthew's. They found out that man, Louis Jerry of New Jersey, had been previously banned from the premises. But they say Jerry refused to leave this time around, so they arrested him. And as they looked through his tent, they found vials of liquid and possible fireworks. They called out the bomb squad and secured the scene. Jerry's facing preliminary charges of threats to kidnap or injure a person and unlawful entry. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
In traffic, we have a crash out there already. A traffic accident. This is northbound on I-135. It's just north of 29th Street North. Not a lot of traffic on the roadways right now, but expect to slow down right there because that's right there in a road construction area up there at North Junction. So again, just north of 29th North, northbound on I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Isolated showers and storms this morning will become more numerous this afternoon and this evening. Also cooler today with a high of 79. Numerous showers and storms tonight. Things will be winding down come Tuesday morning. Overnight low 54. Becoming partly cloudy on Tuesday. Much cooler, high 66. Partly cloudy and 73 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And we have a mostly cloudy sky. Southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here. Sunny, breezy day across south central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 87 degrees. Normal high for the date, 76. And as we look at the radar this morning, there is a line of showers. If you can picture in your mind, it goes from the southwest to the northeast, a fairly thin line of showers, and it's all moving to the north-northeast pretty slowly there, it looks like.
And but a fairly long line of showers.
Long. It goes from clear down in Oklahoma, clear up past Manhattan into the and north of the northwest of Kansas City.
Yep.
Paralleling the old turnpike and supposedly moving at least partially in our direction in Wichita. Although you haven't seen anything yet as far as raindrops, right?
Not yet on the... But I tell you what, if it rains, it's going to be short. Yeah. Unless that's moving really slowly. You're right. That's a very thin line of storms.
It could stall, but...
Suppose.
It looks like maybe a little less to Kingman right now.
Yeah. That looks pretty close.
Yeah. All right. So, we could have some. In fact, we've got a 50% chance for rain tonight. So, we're going to have some showers. How about that?
Neat.
Today is Monday, October 6th, 2025. Ted is not with us this morning. We hope to have him back tomorrow. It was on this date 98 years. By the way, I'm starting off the morning with some Prairie Fire coffee.
Yum.
Right there in the Vornado Dunkin' Cup.
Of course.
From the Blarney breakfast last year.
I know how tasty it is. I've enjoyed Prairie Fire coffee this morning myself.
So, absolutely yummy. Yeah, okay. on this date, 98 years ago, 1927, magic talking movies with spoken dialogue and music were introduced with the New York premiere of The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. Warner Brothers made $53.5 million on that flick, just as they were on the verge of collapsing. The talkies were in. And I remember as a youngster, they showed that movie on TV for some reason. I don't remember what it was. I just felt, even as a youngster, I thought, this is not funny. It's not really amusing. Al Jolson was apparently a singer, a comic. He was in blackface to start the movie off, and it's about a jazz singer and his mom and all this stuff. But it's a first effort, so who can judge? It made the Warner Brothers studio $53 million and got him back on track to make some money. So there you go. The Jazz Singer. And by the way, racially, it's very dated. It's blackface and all kinds of stereotypical stuff. 1927, though. Michigan man said he was disappointed to see someone had won the lottery's $564,000 Club Keno the Jack prize until he found out the winning ticket was his own. 45-year-old Otsego County man.
You look at the news and you say, oh, man, somebody won it. Yeah. Then you look at your ticket.
Told Michigan lottery officials he's decided to use his prize money, to invest. He's going to take $500,000 and invest it somewhere. Eh, that's not a good idea. Maybe you get yourself a 401k or something. Yeah. Or an IRA. Or buy some stock. Who knows? Anyway, there's a big winner, the lucky guy today. Oh, quote, oh, I'm not sure if he has seen it, but I'm sure he'll love it, end quote, said White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt Friday when asked about proposed commemorative $1 coins featuring President Donald Trump's image. According to an ex-post from the U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach, the drafts circulating online Friday aren't fake news. He added they are first drafts honoring America's 250th birthday next year, as well as Donald Trump, who is the current president. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and I'm not going to probably buy any of those coins. I don't collect coins anyway.
Yeah.
Well. But it might be nice to have one just for fun.
Commemorative, I suppose.
Yes, commemorative.
Sure.
This is Steve and Ted Show number 7028, and you're listening to KNSS. It's really easy. You can find us on right now, probably on FM at 98.7, maybe on AM at 1330. Great signal there. You can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the Odyssey app. And in case you didn't know this, the Odyssey app, as I understand it, Jed,
yes,
is absolutely free.
That's correct.
In fact, all of this is free.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to pay us anything.
We don't ask the listeners to pay anything.
Well,
nope.
We rely on our advertisers to come through with some commercials now and then.
And we've got some great sponsors.
We've got some great sponsors. So there you go. And we'll probably be here for tomorrow will be 7,029. Steve and Ted.
7,029.
Right. Yep. We're coming up on 6:17. Steve and Ted in the morning this morning. And on the sports desk this morning is Jed Chambers. Sir. Take it away.
Well, we've got some Monday Night Football action tonight, of course. It's week 5 of the NFL season wrapping up in Jacksonville.
There's no better time than now for the Jaguars to get over their Chiefs problem. Jacksonville and Kansas City face off on Monday Night Football with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Chiefs have an 8-game winning streak against the Jaguars, tied for the franchise's longest current run, but Jacksonville heads into the matchup playing quality football. The Jaguars are 3-1 under first-year head coach Liam Cohen and are fresh off a victory over the 49ers. For the Chiefs, they've turned it around after a slow start to the season, winning two straight to get to 500 on the year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
So yeah, there's Joe Morgan with Fox News on what's going to happen tonight. Monday Night Football, Chiefs football tonight right here on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. That's the Chiefs radio network tonight and all season long. And if you want to listen to national coverage of Monday Night Football, that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Both of those have a 6 o'clock pregame start. We've got an injury update for the Kansas City Chiefs. Wide receiver Xavier Worthy. Well, his injury status changed yesterday. The Chiefs listed him as questionable for tonight's game in Jacksonville with a shoulder and ankle issue. Worthy injured his shoulder in the Chiefs season opener against the Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil. Missed the next two games. He was the Chiefs' top receiver in the win over Baltimore. He was the Chiefs' leading rusher in the win over the Ravens. He got 38 yards on two carries. Worthy was listed as a full participant in Saturday's practice, but this ankle injury, that's a new development, so we'll have to see if we even get to see Xavier Worthy tonight on Monday Night Football. Kansas State faced Baylor in Texas on Saturday. College football world and the Wildcats, well, they got on the scoreboard first, but it was a 17-17 tie at halftime. And then with 5 seconds left, K-State was down 35-34. They had the opportunity to win it with 5 seconds left with a 56-yard field goal attempt. That attempt was blocked by Baylor. Baylor wins it in Texas, 35-34. Kansas State drops to 2-4 on the season. Next up for the Wildcats, a matchup with the Horned Frogs of TCU Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A much better showing for the Jayhawks. They got their first road win of the season. They defeated UCF. LaShawn Williams rushed for a career-high 3 touchdowns in that matchup back on Saturday. Kansas defense shut down UCF in the second half entirely, including, and this was a great one, 3 consecutive stops at the 1-yard line. They had a 7-point lead at that time, and under 2 minutes to go in the game, they made 3 stops at the 1. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I watched that. UCF didn't show a lot of imagination.
No.
You know, first down and goal. They just run the same thing 3 times.
And first and goal? How much imagination do you have to have?
Stuffed. You know, make a fake and roll out and roll into the end zone.
Their best shot was just...
Okay.
I mean... I don't know. Well. KU came up big.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they got the win. They improved to 4-2 on the year, 2-1 in Big 12 play. Next up for the Jayhawk, they continue their 2-game road trip as the Jayhawks travel to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech on Saturday. Wichita State volleyball unfortunately swept this weekend, losing at Tulsa 3-1 on Friday, 3-0 on Sunday. Next up for the Shockers, they host UAB on Friday night at Charles Koch Arena. And Wichita State women's golf teeing off today at the Oklahoma Intercollegiate at Prairie Dunes. Shockers have finished in the top 5 in all 3 tournaments so far this season, but this is the toughest field they've faced so far this season at Prairie Dunes. 5 competing teams and the latest Women's Golf Coaches Association top 25 rankings. There are 2 American Conference schools in the field. Besides the Shockers, North Texas, and the reigning American Conference champion, Tulsa. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Colon cancer on the rise. Plus, we have traffic and weather on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh here. 6:30 on a Monday morning. 65 degrees. A Hutchinson man has died following a rollover crash in McPherson County on I-135 between McPherson and Lindsborg. Highway Patrol troopers say a Ford Ranger left the roadway, and when the driver overcorrected the vehicle, it rolled multiple times. A passenger, 19-year-old Joel Guffey, died at the scene. The 20-year-old driver, also from Hutchinson, was hospitalized in Salina with minor injuries. After no meeting last week, the Wichita City Council is back at it Tuesday with a full agenda.
The council will discuss a proposed loan extension for the Starlight Drive-In. The owner has requested a six-month moratorium on payments due to financial hardship caused by summer storms. The city has drafted an agreement and funding for bridge inspections, rehabilitation, and repair. Wichita police look to make facility improvements and purchase protective equipment for officers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita man has entered a guilty plea to charges that include indecent liberties with a child involving a 14-year-old runaway from Kentucky. Prosecutors say Samuel Laredo arranged for the juvenile to travel to Wichita last November and then had inappropriate relations with the teen. Officers found the teen walking near 21st and Woodlawn and later arrested Laredo. Sentencing was set for November 14th. The federal government shutdown has now reached day six with no end in sight. Kansas 4th District Congressman Ron Estes was asked how long he thought the stalemate between Republicans and Democrats would continue.
Well, it's really in the Democrats' court. I mean, they have backed themselves into a corner by saying they're not going to fund the government unless we spend this extra $1.5 trillion. And it's just irrational from that standpoint. So I'd like to think that they will have thought through this over the weekend, now that we've been shut down for almost a week, and look at an approach of saying, okay, so let's open up the government. Let's continue the discussions.
Ron Estes was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Isolated showers and storms this morning will become more numerous this afternoon and this evening. Also cooler today with a high of 79. Numerous showers and storms tonight. Things will be winding down come Tuesday morning. Overnight low 54. Becoming partly cloudy on Tuesday. Much cooler, high 66. Partly cloudy and 73 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy. Southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Just about an hour from now, we will check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. It's our weekly chat with Lily Wu, Mondays with the Mayor. And that'll be coming up here just about an hour from now, around 7:35, with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And today is Monday, October 6, 2025. It was on this day 34 years ago, 1991, Elizabeth Taylor got married for the eighth time, this time to Larry Fortensky, a construction worker she had met in rehab. Michael Jackson gave away the bride at his Neverland Ranch, and that was a marriage which I don't think anybody thought that was going to last very long at all. Elizabeth Taylor is supposedly a sophisticated movie star, had run with some of the richest and most sophisticated people in the world, and now she's got a guy with a tool belt to be her next husband. And nothing against tool belts, but Larry was, why did he even consent to that? Maybe he got to, California law, maybe he got half her goodies when they got divorced. They divorced in 1996.
Now they say the eighth time's a charm.
Yeah. Did she get married after that? I don't remember.
Maybe he
was the last one. I know she married what's his face twice. I can't remember the guy's name. Yeah, she married him twice, the English actor. Anyway, there you go. Liz Taylor, at least eight husbands. I want to talk about something that happened 110 years ago over this past weekend. This was in 1915. I don't know if you're new to the area, maybe you don't know about this. Maybe you've been to the area, you just didn't know about it before, but oil was discovered 1915, 110 years ago, in El Dorado and Butler County. The Stapleton No. 1 oil well came in on October 5th, 1915. On abandonment, the Wichita Natural Gas Company purchased the lease, and drilled the Stapleton No. 1 oil well. More success followed, and by 1918, El Dorado produced around El Dorado produced 29 million barrels, almost 9% of the nation's oil. That's right. We had a boom going over there. Entrepreneurs came and prospered. The city's service oil company, A.L. Derby, Jack Vickers, and Bill Skelly all became familiar names in mid-continent oil marketing. The El Dorado oil came in as both World War I and the rapid popularization of motor transport made for a profitable market. In other words, people were buying and running automobiles on gasoline. And by late 1995, the El Dorado field produced its 300 millionth barrel of oil. So talk about the, oil being discovered off the coast of Alaska or anywhere in the Middle East. And, at one time, El Dorado and Butler County were the place that you could, they had the oil bust, boom.
Yep.
By the way, if you've never toured it, they do have a museum over there. It's on the east side of the city. And it's an oil museum. It's got some equipment in there and some information. If you're interested in that stuff, go take a look. Let's say you're studying energy in high school or college and you need to write a paper. Go visit it. Maybe give them some great information.
Yeah.
Because like I said, a lot of people just have no idea that it's there. And again, this morning, I'd like to take a quick look at the radar for you if you're just getting up and going this morning because it's kind of interesting out there. Got a line of showers. It's not too far, not too wide, well, about 15, 20 miles, but it goes from clear down southwest of Wichita, angling up west of here, up to Manhattan, and then let's see where it goes north. North of Kansas City, almost to Omaha, Lincoln, that way. And it's all moving to the north-northeast gradually. So Wichita is just on the edge of it. Kingman is right on the edge of it as well. So we could see some showers here. Not too long from right now.
Yeah, I joked earlier that rain wouldn't last very long if that thing was moving at any speed. Well, it really isn't.
Yeah, it could just stall over us and rain for hours.
Yeah, it's moving pretty slowly.
All right, 6:37 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jed. Friday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded two-sided. The feeder cattle had triple-digit moves on both sides of unchanged. The entire cattle complex closed positive and near their session highs. Cash cattle trade last week is once again lower than the previous week, and lean hogs closed positive Friday after closing negative the previous four sessions. On the close Friday, December live cattle, $1.02 higher, $2.34.50. November feeder cattle, $3.02 higher, $3.55.42. And December lean hogs up 62 cents at $87.30. Well, the corn and wheat made new highs for the week and then closed negative along with the KC wheat futures back on Friday. We saw last week December KC wheat lose 9 cents, December corn lost 3 cents, and November soybeans gained 4 cents for the week. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a penny and a quarter higher, $4.98 and a quarter. December corn is unchanged at $4.19. November soybeans up 3 and 3 quarters at $10.21 and 3 quarters. November crude oil 54 cents higher this morning at $61.42. December gold's up $51.50 at $3,960.30. December S&P 20 points higher at 6,784. December dollar index 66 cents higher at 98.07. And December Dow Jones futures up 75 points at 47,106. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How about it, Tom? Exciting weekend at your place over the weekend?
Yeah. We's pretty busy. We got a lot of things done outside and stuff. And,
did you?
It was pretty busy.
Been pretty warm, but it looks like some rain is sort of headed our way, kind of moseying in our direction. And my forecast says by tomorrow, the high tomorrow could be in the mid-60s. So you might have to dig out an old sweatshirt or sweater or something, right?
Hey, I could handle a little cooler weather. I could handle just a little bit of moisture, too.
Just a little bit, huh? All right. It's headed your way, headed our way, so be ready. They're not saying there's anything severe, and I'm not seeing anything about hail or high wind or anything like that, so it might be we just got a a nice autumn rain. Tell you, on the weekend, yeah. I was able to, two mornings, to go out just as the sun was coming up and go for my daily walk in the Riverside area. And it's getting to that area, it's getting to that time of the year when it's really nice that time of the morning. It's not too cool, not too warm, just beautiful. So get out and exercise if you get a chance. Go someplace, right?
Sounds like a game plan.
That's a good game plan, yes, sir. All right, sir. Thank you for being with us as always, and we will check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, attempting to outsmart smart scammers. Uh-oh. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:45 here. On a Monday morning, three big things.
Three.
Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs at Jacksonville Jaguars, and you can hear it right here on KNSS.
Two.
Federal government shut down in day six. No sign of lawmakers' solution.
One.
Federal judge blocks Trump deployment of National Guard troops to Portland. Temporary restraining order. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch out. We still have a traffic accident northbound I-135, and it's right there in the road construction, just north of 29th Street North, so watch out for that. And we do have some rain sort of inching its way into the Sedgwick County area right now from the northwest, and so watch out if you're in the Mount Hope area, maybe starting to get some of this rain. Andale, me next, Colwich, then Mays. That's kind of what we're looking at right now. So you could see some wet roadways headed that direction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
30% chance for rain and storms today with a high of 81 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 55. And then for Tuesday, cooler with a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high just 66 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Disgraced hip-hop artist Sean Diddy Combs learns his fate after being convicted on transportation to engage in prostitution charges.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. He said his actions were disgusting and shameful and that he is sorry. But a judge still throwing the book at Sean Diddy Combs, sentencing him in a New York City courtroom to 4 years and 2 months in prison. With the time already served, the former hip-hop mogul will spend 3 more years behind bars. He was also fined $500,000. Combs was facing up to 20 years for 2 charges of transportation to engage in prostitution. The defense was asking for a sentence that almost amounted to time served. Despite the roughly 8-minute apology in court, the judge saying he was unconvinced that if Combs was released, he wouldn't commit the same crimes again. He was acquitted back in July of the most severe charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, which could have carried a life sentence. The defense has indicated they plan to appeal. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A record-setting close for the Dow Friday.
Stocks losing some steam in afternoon trading and finishing mixed with the Nasdaq lagging. However, the Dow and S&P 500 posted fresh record closes on rate cut hope. Investors brushing off a government shutdown and focusing on this month's Fed meeting and AI. The government shutdown delaying the release of jobs report for September and other economic data. Gold prices surging to record highs at over $3,900 an ounce as the government shutdown is driving investors towards safe haven assets. Healthcare and financial gained while tech lagged. The Dow up 239 points for its 11th record close of the year. The Nasdaq lower by 64. S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 6:49 here on this Monday morning. Attempting to outsmart smart scammers. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker here. This morning was some smart stuff for you. Right?
Smart. That really smart.
Well,
good morning, Steve and Ted. Scammers have always been around, but the digital age has given fraudsters more ways to trick us. And the results can be costly. Some longtime clients were embarrassed to tell me, but they were close to sending a scammer their entire retirement accounts because they believed a caller who told them that their bank had been hacked. It was pretty incredible story to hear how these people did it and how their confidence was gained. Scams are common with Americans 55 and older because they have most of the nation's wealth. And with personal information floating around online, it's very easy for criminals to target them. And add in AI, deep fakes, and spoofed phone numbers, and scams are more convincing than ever. Scammers use tech, and they feed on emotion. Fear, urgency, and sympathy make smart people second-guess themselves. A fake PayPal charge, a Medicare call, or a QR code with a free webinar can all create that split-second insecurity that leads to sharing personal information. To stay safe, watch for red flags. Messages demanding urgency or payment, especially gift cards or wire transfers. Emails with odd addresses, sloppy grammar, or genetic greetings. Unexpected requests for personal or financial details. Calls from an unknown number that pressures you into quick action. When in doubt, pause. Call the company or person directly using a verified number, not the one in the message. And use technology. Tools like monitoring banks, credit, and email activity can spot fraud early, send alerts, and help stop damage before it spreads. Think of them as digital self-defense. If it's not if, but it's when you're going to be a target. I know I have been. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
An episode of a couple of weeks ago, my wife did a person posing as somebody from Cox.
Oh, boy.
And wanting to tell her that they've been monitoring our computer and so it hasn't updated and whatnot, and like to get in there and help her out with that. And about that time, she figured out, no, I'm not going to give you any information. Guy called twice. And we went ahead and got our computer scrubbed at Best Buy and screw him. We set up some new account numbers.
Good.
This is just ridiculous. And to me, the ridiculous thing is, excuse me, but where is law enforcement?
Yeah.
Where are these guys?
Yeah.
Now, I know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Being very judgmental about other people and how they do their work, but don't you see there's a crime? And I imagine there's somebody listening to me right now, the guy's working full-time with computers all the time, and he's not getting any headway at the PD.
Yeah, they but do. They do have tough. Cyber units.
It's
I know
tough,
that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much they can do.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, these are coming from offshore. They're using right. so many different avenues to get in.
We need to be diligent. Us in the media, you tell folks, don't give any information. Don't do that. But
exactly.
on the other hand, we got to find these bums.
Yeah.
And either put them in jail for life
yeah.
or take them out in public and cane them. That's what I think.
Did you ever see that Jason Statham movie called, I think it's called The Beehive?
No, I did not.
Oh, he goes after them and he gets them, he burns down their
does?
Building.
Oh, yeah, that's a big good
yeah,
movie.
No, it was a great feel-good, you know, kind of a Charles Bronson feel-good kind of got the bad guy.
Well, I was talking to somebody the other day. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a friend who his mom's 100 years old. And he's monitoring her all the time, saying, "Mom, Mom, watch out. Watch out for these people."
Is she getting online and stuff?
I don't think so, but he's going to be real careful.
No, they are.
Got to be careful.
They are amazingly good at yeah. what they do.
We got to figure out a way to outsmart those guys, though,
with our
authorities and go after them.
That's why just about every 2 weeks I have a report on.
You do?
Yeah. Got to try to keep people aware.
Get the word out there. No question, parents and teachers play a defining role in shaping a young person's life. But let's not forget about the coaches, especially on National Coaches Day. Olympic soccer gold medalist Julie Foudy once said that sports not only build better athletes, but also better people. That's not very new.
Hey, this just revealed.
Guess what I found out? Yeah. There are good coaches and not so good.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can give you some tales about some guys I've seen who probably needed to be horsewhipped because of the way they treat kids.
Really?
And there's others that are just marvelous.
There are some that are so nurturing and so amazing, yeah. and they realize that they're helping the development of young minds and bodies, yeah. and they're just amazing.
And they're
amazing.
Taking care of their kids. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
if you're a coach and you know a good one, National Coaches Day.
Hug a coach day.
Take a coach to lunch.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Don, thank you, sir. We will
thank you.
Check with you again tomorrow morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, the news with Steve and Ted. The judge blocks guard deployment to Portland. We have that story. The government shutdown entering day 6. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.